Alopox to kick off the show this week. Hello and welcome, folks. We just had a bit of Alopox Blue Disco to kick off this week's show, as it is now 8 p.m. on Sunday evening, and you're listening to the Yellow Bridge Road on CFRC Radio 101.9 FM in Kingston, CFRC.ca, anywhere else in the world. My name is Rue, and this is the Yellow Bridge Road, which is CFRC's British and Irish music show. And we're going to be playing you some music that's live, some music that's new, all of our favorite stuff. I mean, typically, this weekend is the weekend that we'd be doing a full-blown Glastonbury coverage. We'd be right in the thick of it. But once every few years, the Worthy Farm Festival site down in Pilton in Somerset, which is not actually in Glastonbury, but is a little bit further from it. But the field, Worthy Farm, takes a fallow year to just allow the fields to breathe and reset. Because at the end of the day, for all the myth and magic that's associated with Glastonbury Festival, it is genuinely a farm, you know. And I have a lot of respect for someone that's, you know, thinking of sustainability of the land in the present day. So that said, with Glastonbury not on this year, there's still a lot of great music that's happening in other parts of the UK, other parts of Ireland, and without Glastonbury as the sort of central focal point of the summer of music, maybe some other cities, other local scenes, and other festivals get a chance to shine. So I've got some coverage for us from up in Scotland for tonight. Transmit Festival took place last week. It's a slightly newer festival. It only started in 2017, and it was sort of set up as a replacement to fill the void that the much, much bigger Tea in the Park festival left when it ended in 2016 after a few decades of being a pretty iconic Scottish music festival. But Transmit also boasts lineups that are heavily, you know, featuring rising bands from the UK and Ireland, and a lot of it is covered locally by BBC Scotland. So we will be playing some of the performances that they brought to us. And also, our own summer of Canadian music isn't over. I've still got a few interviews from North by Northeast that you haven't heard, and I'm really excited to be bringing you an interview with the Houseplants on this week's show. But especially now, you know, with the sun being out and music kind of moving outdoors once again, there's a lot of great stuff that's happening out here as well. Just yesterday, our friends the Astros played a set at Springer Market Square in Kingston for the official Kingston FIFA watch party. In Toronto, there have been a few other similar sort of summer concert series with musicians on the bill at like FIFA Fan Fest and things like that. And even just as you enter the city through Union Station in Toronto, there's an outdoor summer concert series, and there's a lot of other planned kind of like festival series on the waterfront, harbourfront in Toronto. And hopefully, you know, we'll tap into those things as and when I'm able to reach out to people. But speaking of outdoor music and outdoor festivals, let's go a little bit east of Kingston for now. You may have seen that Quebecois microtonal heroes Angine de Poitrine started their Canadian tour this week. Although they started it a little bit west of us in Picton, Ontario, Cindy was at that show, and I was talking also to Nick Lennox, formerly of The Wilderness, and a few other friends who saw Angine de Poitrine at Montreal's Jazz Fest last night. And folks, let me tell you, it was a polka dot takeover. The band returned home to Canada, to Quebec, played in Montreal, came back as hometown heroes, and they are absolutely becoming one of the biggest bands in the world at the moment. Last night, there were 200,000 people watching them, which is, I think, one of the biggest crowds that that Montreal's International Festival of Jazz has ever had, rivaling the one they had in, I think, 2009 when Stevie Wonder played it. And people were just spilling out into the streets, watching from wherever they could, climbing on top of, you know, buildings and lampposts and all of that, wearing polka dots. They projected polka dots up on the UQAM building as well, just around them. And, you know, people did the triangle shapes. The music was incredible, and the vibes in the crowd were so good. And they really are becoming one of the most special bands coming out of Canada at the moment. And there's no dearth of good bands out here at the moment anyway, you know. They also played Jules Holland a few weeks ago, and that is slowly becoming one of the BBC's most watched music videos at the moment. And I'm playing a bit of that in the background. This is Sarnier from their performance on Jules Holland. You can find them at anginedepoitrine.bandcamp.com. After all, they are an independent band. But let's move into some of the live music that we're talking about. Alopax, also a performance that I played from Jules Holland to start off this week's show. It's from her new album, Ambiguous Desire, which was inspired by evenings spent in nightclubs. It's a dancier, synthier record than the stuff that she normally does, referencing everything from the New York City DJ Larry Levan and his Paradise Garage Club to the moody, nocturnal British beats of The Streets and Burial, she says. With also a shimmer of LCD Sound System, it's a very different album from her, and she says it's kind of her paying homage to these places where she has found community and friends and all of that. She says, I feel most in my body when I'm dancing and being expressive, being in those expressive spaces that gave me the confidence to explore the art I've loved forever but haven't been able to showcase in my music before. And she said it was a much more fun album as well. So we heard the song Blue Disco from there, the performance from Jules Holland. You can find her music at arloparks.bandcamp.com, the album Ambiguous Desire. Let's go straight into performances from Transmit Festival now, though. We're going to play some music from C-Mat, the incredible C-Mat, who released her album Euro Country last year, which really blew up and kind of became something of a phenomenon, and it's just been growing and growing. Just a couple of weeks ago, Olivia Rodrigo covered her song When a Good Man Cries in the BBC Radio 1 Live Lounge, and she's had almost a second blowing up, just the way she did last year when she played Glastonbury almost exactly a year ago. And, you know, now C-Mat and Olivia have met, and turns out she's a big fan of C-Mat's. And who isn't a big fan of C-Mat's? She's going to be touring with Brandi Carlile, who is also a big fan, in Vancouver, or well, sort of Western North American dates, but she'll be playing in Vancouver supporting Brandi Carlile on the 17th of September. She's also going to be at Oceaga playing on the Sunday, and whoever is going and seeing her out there on a festival stage at 2 in the afternoon, you're very, very lucky, because you're never going to see her this small again. She's also currently been on tour with Lewis Capaldi, who was one of the headliners at Transmit Fest. So let's play her performance from Transmit, When a Good Man Cries. Find her work at cmatbaby.com. And then I'm going to play us one non-Transmit track as well. Nia Archives, her album Emotional Junglist, is coming out. It's a follow-up to her Mercury-nominated Silence is Loud. That's coming out on the 17th of July. And there's a new single from it called Vertical. And I love her because she really brings something new to the table. She's doing this sort of alt-jungle, indie-jungle thing that kind of blends together traditional jungle with her more kind of like indie songwriting tendencies. For this specific song, she cites Madonna's Ray of Light and Bjork as an inspiration for the kind of slower thing that she's got going on there, this kind of 90s electronica thing going on. But she's also worked on the album with producers like James Ford, who's done, you know, bands like Fontaine's DC, Arctic Monkeys, a lot of classic indie records, but also with producers who have worked with Madonna herself and Sabrina Carpenter. So I'm really looking forward to the album. Like I said, it's coming out on the 17th of July. It's called Emotional Junglist. Find her work at Nia, N-I-A, archives.bandcamp.com. And then coming back to Transmit once again, Keel. They are a band from sort of all over the UK, based in Plymouth, and they are one of the bands that you've got to be looking out for, because I'm telling you, I'm calling it right now, when their debut album Put a Smile on for Me drops, it is going to be one of the biggest albums of this year. They've really, you know, been generating a lot of excitement amongst the crowds that have seen them. Their latest single that came out, That's Me, maybe there's a little bit of a nod to R.E.M. out there, but they're also a band that reminds me of a sort of sludgier, shoegazier version of Wonderhorse. They are really one of the bands to watch. So we're going to watch, we're going to listen to something from their Transmit performance. We'll pick the song Black Dress. They absolutely rocked it. Find them at Keo Band, spelled K-E-O, keoband.co.uk. Let's get started off, C-Mat, When a Good Man Cries, live from Transmit Festival, here on CFRC Radio.
With a crooked back, I got what I want, and I kicked it flat. You know what I'm like, you don't deserve it. I could do
Playing you live performances, folks, on the show. Normally this would be Glastonbury weekend and we'd have all the coverage from that, but you know, there's always live music elsewhere, and there's some really, really good bands on this lineup as well. So we're doing some coverage from Transmit Festival. We heard C-Matt's performance of When a Good Man Cries as well from Transmit, and she's really just having a year and having another year and having another year. She's, you know, I think gonna be one of the biggest pop stars in maybe 6 months' time, really. She is absolutely on her way up. We also heard some music from Nia Archives, a song called Vertical from her upcoming album, Emotional Junglist. Some more live music on the show, folks. I've got some music from Madra Salah, a song called Ribbon Factory, which is a new unreleased track that the band performed at Transmit Festival. They're an Irish band, and I think I heard them a few months ago on maybe BBC Radio 6 Music, and I was absolutely blown away by them. They are a very singular voice. They released their debut EP, It's a Hell of an Age, a few months ago. Six-piece kind of folk alternative band. You absolutely have to be keeping an eye on them. Their name is Madra Salah, spelled out M-A-D-R-A-S-A-L-A-C-H, Madra Salah. We're going to be playing their performance of Ribbon Factory at Transmit. And then some music from Lovecat. This is her hit song, My Man, which was a darker kind of twisted turn on love and obsession, you know. She last year reworked it alongside John Cooper Clark. It's a fan favorite and it absolutely went down a storm at Transmit, so we're going to be playing her performance of it. And then one non-Transmit song as well. We're going to play some music from the musician Isaiah, who has a new single called Sabotage. And she's kind of leaned into a saboteur persona. She says, I've always been a saboteur. I think this newfound independence, where she's just left her label, she used to be on Lab Records, she says, no label, just me, all the creative control has brought this to the forefront. For once, I'm looking myself dead in the eye and going, you're the captain now, don't mess this up. So we're going to be listening to that song. Her name, once again, is Azaya, A-Z-I-Y-A. The song's called Sabotage. Let's get started off with Madrasala. This is Ruben Factory, live from Transmit Festival on CFRZ Radio.
Spinning hearts, spinning wheels. A finger slips and baby squeals. The way you look, the way you talk up every piece of me. The closing down the ribbon factory.
I just like
and watch the ceiling fan turn. He's my man, hand in hand to hell and back, and I love him like nobody else can. He's my man, I've been damned, no, nobody has to understand me and my him to stay here forever. He's happiest with me, 'cause he stretched, I rip at the flower. He loves, he loves, he loves me, he does not. I can't believe my heart on my head. Self-sabotage, sabotage, sabotage, sabotage. I move my feet right to the ledge. He takes my hand, he bites my neck. He takes the lead, I hit the brakes. I sabotage, sabotage.
Suddenly I'm happy.
with Sabotage. Welcome back to the Yellow Brick Road, folks. We had some performances from Transmit Festival, Madrasalach and Love Cat, who all performed at various different stages across Transmit Fest, which kind of just sets up these outdoor stages outside of a bunch of venues all around the city of Glasgow. We're going to have some more of that music. We'll have some live performances from the Scottish singer-songwriter Rhiann Downey, who started out busking in Glasgow, won a scholarship to the Royal Conservatoire in Glasgow when she was 16. She plays a mix of traditional tunes and original songs, and so I'm going to play us one of her songs, which was a Celtic folk tune that she wrote called The Song of Old Glencoe. You can find her at Rhiann Downey, spelled R-I-A-N-N-E, Downey.com. Sticking with some acoustic music, we have some tunes from Hometown Hero, the beautiful, beautiful music of Jacob Alon, who you might remember was Mercury nominated for their debut album In Limerence, and we're going to play a performance of their song Don't Fall Asleep. They were also the Brit Awards Critics' Choice for this year, and you can find their work at Jacob, A-L-O-N, jacobalon.scott. It's such a beautiful song. Like, this whole album is worth listening to. It's just going to take you somewhere else. And then some music from Clifford's from their 2024 EP, Strawberry Scented. The song I'm going to be playing us is Shattered Glass. And they're a really, really good band. Like, I was listening to this song, this performance of it at Transmit, and it just struck me that this is almost like what it would sound like. And obviously, this is not an exact comparison, but use this as a guide. This is kind of what it would sound like if the Cranberries wrote Radiohead's Fake Plastic Trees. So there you are. You can find them at the-cliffords.bandcamp.com. Let's get started off with some Rhiann Downey. This is the song of Old Glencoe on CFRC Radio, live from Transmit Festival.
This is a Celtic tune I wrote myself. It's called The Song of Old Glencoe.
Yeah. she woke beneath the pool. There's laughter rising through the deepest blue. So his body torn in two. Place the hand, but it sank straight through. Between the bones and mine, each vein that contained side. She knew his pain, held his heart in her eyes, and to Matthew she cried. Don't fall asleep, you're precious to me. His mind sank like a stone. Matthew traced a life he would have known. So his baby boy be born, and just for a moment he could have sworn the boy heard his song. He sang, don't fall asleep, you're precious to me. So
thank you so much, Glasgow, your beauties. Hope I see you again.
Kisses, 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 kisses.
Freedom, you shouted out. like you did to
Clifford's Shattered Glass. Welcome back, folks. We're still listening to music from performances from Transmit Festival. A lot of these are actually up on the BBC Scotland YouTube page, so if you want to go look at that, you can find a kind of playlist of a lot more performances. Their coverage was pretty extensive. They also, if you are listening in from the UK or have your means, A lot of these full sets are also on the BBC iPlayer page, but they have a few sort of focus tracks that you can also listen to from anywhere else on the world on their YouTube page. So thanks to them for that. I really enjoy kind of coming through some of these things. We'll have a little bit more music before we move on to some of our more Canadian picks, because I also want to take us back to North by Northeast Festival that happened over here. Lots of really, really good bands that come out and play at that festival. And, you know, we went, saw performances, discovered new artists, and got a few of them on the show to talk to us. And we'll be joined after 9 o'clock by the incredible Houseplants, who are a Vancouver-based kind of indie psychedelia prog kind of rock band. They do a lot of different things, and I think post-punk is maybe a good way to also classify it. But they're a three-piece, they make a lot of noise for a three-piece, and they bring together all these incredible and very varied influences. So their members are from America, from Iran, and from Mongolia. And they all bring together these different classical influences from there to make a really interesting and very textured sound. One that I actually said reminds me of a few different bands. Like, there's a little bit of maybe like Black Country New Road going on in there. It's a bit of maybe even bands like Black Midi. But then there's also a bit of prog and bands like Muse in there. And we talked about all of that. I will talk about the Muse album next week. I don't have time to get into it right now. But before that, let's have some new music. But before that, let's have a few more performances from Transmit, and then we'll go into that. I have a band called Chasing Abbey, who are an Irish band blending together traditional music, traditional Irish music, Celtic music, and electronica beats. And if you like what you hear, some of you might actually get to see them pretty soon, because they have gigs coming up in Canada. They're going to be playing in Halifax on the 20th of August, and then in St. John's on the 21st. And I'm going to play us a performance of a sort of bilingual English-Irish song that they performed at Transmit called Yoronta. And you can find them at Chasing Abbey, not Abbey like a girl's name, but Abbey like in ABBEY.IE. Then we'll have some music from Westside Cowboy, who some of you may know because they opened for Geese in Europe earlier this year. Some of you may also know them just because they're a cool band and you're a cool person that keeps up with new music. But they were kind of doing this sort of blend of like, and they have a new single that they performed at a Transmit Festival that's also just come out recently. It's called Kick Stones, brackets the boys, and we're going to be listening to that. And then lastly for this set, we'll also have some snots to close out the show, Hometown Heroes with their hit song Always. This is Chasing Abbey with Yoronta on CFRC Radio.
Is there beneath the shadow your way of life arose? They send you to gallows, all that remains is your soul. And it's hard to shake, it's a deep rooted thing. We only express it when we dance, so we say it's like a cursed generational thing. Different when I see history unfold and rapid, and it's hard to shake. It's a deep rooted thing. We only express it when we dance or we sing. It's like a curse. Dust that goes to a puzzle. I'll leave my door. Does she ever die?
Thank you so much. This time, have you heard?